Hey,
Blog
you're
Talk
live.
Radio.
Hey, you're live on Scout Trout Radio, and today we have a very special guest and a close friend of mine. He's currently the defensive line coach at East Carolina University, and I met Coach Prunty at Hargrave Military Academy in Chatham, Virginia, back in 2005. And Coach P has been everywhere since then, and he is the definition of a grinder and really coming up through the game. And, you know, he started out at Gretna High School, like I said, and then he was at Hargrave from 2002 to 2009, where he produced 27 NFL players, including Terry Jerry and Brandon Albert, who both went in the first round. The article I read, Hargrave Military Academy, said they really lost a good man, and somehow he just got plucked out of nowhere. Well, he ended up in Division I college football at Texas Tech with Coach Tuberville as the outside linebackers coach. And then, you know, in 2011 was the Mid-Atlantic Recruiter of the Year on Scout.com and Big 12 Recruiter of the Year. Then he was the Associate Head Coach and Defensive Coordinator for 2 years at the University of Cincinnati, and now he is currently hired as the Defensive Line Coach and Recruiting Guru at ECU after I read what Tuberville got to say about him. East Carolina's Head Coach, Scott, what he said about him, I was very impressed. And, you know, I used to work with Coach Prunty's son at practice going through the bags. I want to hear about how he's doing, how your family's doing. It's been a while, Coach, and I'm very impressed with where you've gone since Hargrave. I mean, it's a true testament to what it takes, you know, in this game and the grind and the passion, you know. So go ahead and go, Coach. How you doing? Coach Prunty. Oh, let me put him on here.
Yeah. Can you hear me,
hey,
Murph?
Coach. Can you hear me now?
I can
hear
you
good.
There you
go. My bad. I was introducing you and it cut off. But there we go. This is my first time ever calling out on Scout Trout Radio.
Well,
here's Coach Prunty, the man I was just talking about.
Okay. Well, first of all, Murph, it's great to hear from you. I mean, and when you talk about a grinder, that's what you were when you was at Hargrave. You worked hard at your craft. NFL type kicker. You know, very strong leg, but you also was mentally tough guy. And those are the kind of players I like being around. And, but everything is going great. I mean, you know, going to Gretna High School and being 0-44 and taking that job and along with the assistant coaches and everybody working hard, the school went on to win 4 state championships. And, you know, can you imagine, you know, going to sleep for 5 years and not winning a game and then you wake up, you know, 7 years later, and the school win 4 state championships. And that was my first job that I took, and I give all praise to God for that. Then I was able to go to Hargrave, and over 300 players went Division I from Hargrave. And 27, they talk about 27, but altogether it was 60 players was in NFL training camps, and probably about 45 of them made teams. So, you know, it's been a good run. And then, you know, I was really ready to move on and got a phone call from an old friend of mine, James Willis, and he was the linebacker coach at Alabama, and he took the defensive coordinator's job at Texas Tech with Tommy Tuberville, and James called me and asked me that I wanted to be the outside linebackers coach, and I said, yeah. So, you know, I was never GA, student assistant, nothing like it. I went straight to Division I. I go from Hargrave to coaching against Texas and Oklahoma, where in Hargrave I was coaching against prep teams, but you know, that's amazing, you know, what God can do, you know, in your life. And then I went from there to Cincinnati, and I was the defense coordinator at Cincinnati for 2 years and the associate head coach under Coach Tuberville. And, you know, it was a great experience for me. You know, Coach Tuberville took a chance with me. And my whole college career, you know, up until I left and went to Cincinnati this year and becoming their D-line coach and associate head coach, I've been with Coach Tuberville for 8 years. And now with Coach Scottie Montgomery, who is a great man, you know, young guy, 39 years old, he's going to be a superstar in the business. You know, he was a wide receiver coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was the offensive coordinator at Duke University under Cutcliffe. You know, the guy is very knowledgeable with the offensive side of the ball. Just a great experience for me to have the opportunity to come back close to home and be able to work around, you know, my family now, my son. You know, this is 4th different school. So, you know, college football is a grind, man. So, you know, and then my wife is from Greensboro, which is only 2 hours and 15 minutes from home. And, and I'm 2 hours in 55 minutes from home. So, you know, great position I'm in right now. God has been good to me and my family, and just very thankful, you know, that able to get a chance to come on your radio station and talk some ball with you today.
Coach, man, I appreciate it. And, you know, if anybody's cut out for the job, I know it's you, and you're going to do a great job at ECU. And I really expect you to change a lot of things there and help change the program into, you know, a formidable ECF, maybe, you know, who knows. And, you know, that's the type of power I believe you possess, because I've played for you, and you really are a motivator, and you taught me how to play free safety and just take people's heads off. And that's really – well, you taught me how to be a man at Hargrave Military Academy. That's what a lot of these young men need in their life, is a little structured and is the nudge in the right direction, and then, you know, they can really take off and succeed. You know, it's a great situation we're in here at Scout Trout. We're starting our own little All-American game at the NFL Reese's Senior Bowl and helping the kids to get exposure and stuff like that. And I remember you used to coach an All-American game, didn't you?
Yeah, I was the head coach, and, you know, we had Terrell Pryor, and, you know, we had Patrick, you know, Patrick Peterson, those guys. I was the head coach for that team, and so it was I coached the East team. I was the head coach for the East team, and we was able to beat the West, and it was a good, great experience for me, but it was, you know, also it was great for the young men who have a chance to participate. You know, it's, you know, anytime you get picked to play in an All-American Bowl, that speaks volumes of what type of player you are. So, you know, great situation for those young men.
Yeah, we're really excited to get down there and run that game and give the young man a chance that, you know, are a little under the radar here or there, you know, but are outstanding ball players on and off the field. A lot of these kids have really good grades. And then we got the kids that need places like Hargrave, too. And we set guys up at junior colleges all over America. You know, and Fourth Union's still in existence, right, their prep program.
Yeah, and that's great to see. I'm all for, you know, I'm all for prep schools. Anytime in this society and the way the world is, if you can give somebody a second chance, why not? I mean, I think that, you know, our country is based on second chances. So, you know, I'm a second chance guy. If somebody wouldn't have gave me a second chance, I don't know where I would be. I mean, that's what's so – and that's why I'm so into God, because, you know, God gives us a second chance and a chance after that. So, I mean, he knows we're not human, and we understand that we're not human. So it's very important that we be forgiven and we be willing to give people a second chance.
Amen, amen. That's what my hashtag I use a lot, Philippians 4:13. You know, I tell the kids they can do anything, you know, if they use the right resources in the Bible and Jesus and God, and let them know, you know, it's there for them. And, but, yeah, it's been a blessing, everything. You know, I started this after a pretty serious concussion. I got blasted in the head, and, you know, now I'm back, I feel healed, and I'm watching all these young men really, you know, take what we're teaching from our past experiences and of failure. And because failure is, you know, you need to fail to grow in life, or, you know, you're never going to really push forward. And, you know, there comes a point where you're not going to fail anymore, and things just, there is failure becomes really not an option. And, you know, you taught me that at Hargrave, a lot of, you know, just grit and determination and just working hard and, you know, and playing defense. I love defense. I love concepts. I love offense. I love the game of football. And, you know, you taught me a lot about what I know about the game of defense, because I was more of an offensive mind when I got there. And I tell my quarterbacks and running backs, my linebackers, I tell my linebackers, learn how to play quarterback. You know, the ones that got it together athletically, you need to learn how to play quarterback and be in his mind. I don't want you throwing a foot, but I want you to know everything he's about to do. I want you to know his tendencies, where he wants to go with the ball, everything like that. And, you know, we just really ingrain that and try and give him a college-style system and, you know, concepts that are used to succeed highly at the next level. And, you know, I know that you obviously are good at getting guys to the next level. Every place you mentioned just now, your Terrell Pryor player, every NFL, that's Hargrave. I mean, guys are just going, every guy you touch, you just teach them the right way, and, you know, they get high, you know, to the highest level of football. And not many people, you know, 1%, 2% of athletes get to that level from high school. So that's really a testimony on, you know, your character, your work ethic, and your knowledge of the game. And we love to have people like that on our radio show. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about all this on Scout Trout Radio. And I want to wish you the best this year at East Carolina University, and I hope your defensive line just tears everybody up. And like I know they will, because they'll be taught mentally. They'll be mentally prepared before they get there. You know what I mean? And that's what you're great at. So
anything else you want to talk about, Coach? Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate it. I think, first of all, the audience needs to know the type of young man you are, and that is you're a grinder. I mean, you know, how many guys you see that's a kicker, you know, a free safety, play offense. I mean, you played everything for us. You know, I've always said them guys like you are full of piss and vinegar, you know. They got, you know, the type that have blood running down around the arms or bloody nose and just throw the helmet back on and go out of there. You know, it's you're a tough guy, hard-nosed guy, you know, but got a passion and love the game. And I think, you know, looking back on things and now, you know, reuniting with you and seeing, I'm not surprised that, you know, by this recruiting service that you have started, because, I mean, you're a go-getter. And when I say go-getter, I mean you're a difference maker. You're going to – this is – you know, the times that I've interacted with you about your recruiting service has been unbelievable. You know, the knowledge that you have shared with me and the insight about certain players and stuff, man, it's just blowing me out of the water. You know, I thought I had a lot of knowledge about recruiting until I had the chance to, you know, to sit down one night and talk to you. And then, you know, and the way you can, you know, project upside to players. You were telling me about a quarterback one time and his upside, and the kid, you know, the kid had like two offers, and you were telling me, you know, this kid is going to be good, Coach. He's going to be. Next thing I knew, the kid had 20 offers. I mean, just your expertise of being around athletes and being able to know what to look for. You know, I think about, you know, talking to you about defensive linemen and hearing you talk about, you know, playing with leverage. If they can bend off the edge, if they got great hand placement, you know, great footwork, eye control. And then I heard you talk about linebackers. You talking about them flipping the hips 45 degrees and 90 degrees and getting to the drops and then being able to bang that number two receiver and then also colliding with them and then riding them. And then I love it when you talk about the defensive backs, you know, guys that you see out there, especially the defensive backs with, you know, great hand-eye control and, you know, great footwork and being able to come out of those breaks and close on the ball and you know, just knowing all it on defense. And then what really amazed me, I knew you knew defense because you're a free safety. You was a free safety from it. But then to hear you talk about, you know, the quarterbacks and getting ahead, you know, getting ahead on the swerve and, you know, and getting their hands and throwing the ball and following through with the ball and being able to take that step and plant off the back foot and not throw, you know, with the foot in the air and stuff like that. And then talking about those running backs and the vision of the running back and being able to cut. And, you know, what I really was amazed with when you was talking about the running backs being able to see four lanes, you know, some running backs can see three lanes, but when they go right, they can see going outside or they can see going in the middle or they can see coming off tackle. But it takes a great one to see four lanes, and that's when you reverse the field and come back the other way. You know, and then heard you talk about the offensive linemen and calling them dancing bears and being able to have great footwork and being able to pull an elephant in a parade. And, you know, all that stuff, just you have amazed me. And I'm not going to even talk about, you know, how you can pick out receivers and their hand placements and being able to put the, you know, keeping the eyes on the ball and catching the ball before it gets to the chest. And, you know, and all those things as a recruiter is what we look for. That's what we are out there looking for, and having the opportunity of knowing you and your recruiting service have really made it easy for a lot of college coaches. You know, if you think about it, Murph, you have taken the work out for us and made it easy for us. You know, anybody that don't prescribe for this recruiting service, or anybody, if I'm a parent, then I'm seeking you out. If you know, especially if I'm trying to get my son at the highest level that he can get to in football. And when I say the highest level, it don't always have to be Division I. It can be Division II, Division III, you know, so it doesn't – it can be FCA. If he wants to play football for his career, you know, I know for me personally, you know, I've always been a, you know, stand-up guy and always been, you know, honest guy. I think that this service here that Murph Trouts have, if I'm a parent and I'm listening tonight, then I'm going to learn more about it. I'm going to research it, and I'm going to see, you know, what the buzz is about, because – I know I know from coaching you back, you know, after finishing high school, that 1 year prep school, that you're going to put the best out there, because that's the way you were when you kicked the ball, you played free safety, and when you played offense. So, you know, just very excited, you know, to be able to – it's going to help me stay in the business too. So there's some benefits for me too with your service, because it keeps me ahead, you know, knowing that, hey, that I know Murph is going to give me accurate information. I know Murph is going to – and also the exposure you get for these young men. People who use that recruiting service, you know, how you can get the young men exposure. And then the thing that I think parents need to understand is the connections that you have. It was amazing how many college coaches that you know. And you know, once again, going back to this All-Star game you're doing, the exposure again, because, it, you know, when it get down to it with recruiting, especially for parents and, you know, and the young men, it comes down to marketing. You can be so good, but it don't hurt to have somebody marking you. And that's why we pay so much in society for billboards and advertising and commercials. You know, even though the product might be good, but if don't nobody know about it, then it's hard to sell that product. And that's what I think, you know, the biggest thing with Murph Recruiting and just, you know, my knowledge of watching what you have done over the year and the hard work you put in.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate those statements, because I use a lot of those lines all the time, like that you just said about if you don't get seen, it doesn't matter how good you are. Like, I wrote an article, there's four states that have half of the recruits in America, so what about the other 46 states? You know, so if four states are getting half, like the other 46 states have to have some ball players, you know, somewhere in the recruiting budgets and just stuff in colleges that – I have schools up in the Northwest that tell me every day, oh, we don't recruit Texas. Well, why not? You know what I mean? I mean, that's
right.
You know, so, and it just doesn't make any sense, because there's a surplus of ball players some places, but there's ball players there. I got a kid from Nebraska signed up last night. Kid from West Virginia just signed up while we were on the phone, a big lineman, tough lineman out of West Virginia, Jake Rice.
Right.
He's been to all the camps like Marshall and stuff, but we're starting to grow rapidly now to the point where we're excited, and we need to throw events like, you know, at the Senior Bowl, because I believe in putting all the money back into the kids and into the athletes to getting them seen and doing stuff like this, the radio show. This isn't free. You know, I got to pay for this, all this stuff. And, you know, we put everything back to make this a great experience and make high school football, you know, fun again. And because a lot of high school coaches are out there making the game, you know, boring, running the wing tee all day. You know, we need to change their offenses. Everybody needs to evolve differently and stop staying so stagnant for the players. And we believe in that, because we're all about the athletes and getting them forward. And, you know, we love coaches like you coming on here and, you know, giving us this great insight and amazing knowledge on everything we're doing. I mean, it's just the game and business we're in, same as you, and you're just at the highest level where all these kids wanted to go and where I wanted to be. I mean, I got a car accident, you know my story and everything in high school, and I handled business after that, I felt like. But, you know, eligibility will kill you. So I tell my athletes, you know, the classroom's got to be, you know, on the forefront, and you got to study, and it'll, you know, make you very successful in the end if you keep playing football at this high level like that. And, man, Coach, I really appreciate you, man. It was great catching up, and, you know, call me anytime if you need anything. You know, you got my number, and you know, I'm available, so.
Well, Murph, let me tell you this. I'm a big fan of what you do. And when I say what you do, meaning that you're giving back to one of the most precious things in our society. That's our young men. And to see you do this, it's amazing. You know, I know if you do something, you're going to give 100% to it. And I know that this recruiting service that you have is going to help a lot of young men, and it's going to help some parents sleep at night and just knowing that somebody's working for their child. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, is that I know you got a good heart, and I know you're in it for the kids, because some of these, that other service, you know, it's a little suspect, you know, but I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I hope you continue to keep up the good work, and God bless you. Once again, you know, without God, you know, none of this would be possible. And I give all praise to God today. And I just want to tell these young, if any young men are listening, just remember that. Stay focused on God. and get your education and then play ball. Thank you, Murph. I appreciate you having me on your show tonight.
Coach, I appreciate you, and God bless you and your family, and keep me up to date on your son so I can help him out as well.
Yo, you got it. You got it. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
love
buddy.
You, man.
All right, love you, too. Bye-bye.
Later, bro. Well, that was special for me. that's going to answer a lot of questions. Anyway, I put that one on the FAQ. Thank you so much, Coach Prunty, for coming on. You were awesome. I got that was, you know, everything I thought it would be. That's why I had him on the show. 12 years ago, I played for that man. A lot of coaches don't like me in pro football and arena and stuff. Well, go listen to him for a little bit. I love college football. It's my passion, and I hope East Carolina goes undefeated this season now. Anyway, anything you need, Coach Prunty, you heard me. I got you. Yeah, so next on the line, we got Edric Ling calling in today. I'm going to talk to him here in a little bit. He came to my Illinois camp from all the way from Toronto, Canada, and he put on a show. He was like a little Vernon Davis, and it was a lot of fun to watch. Let me get my notes here. And then I got somebody on the line right now. I think this is Brady Dalton. I said it right. All right, let me see who this is.
Hey, what's up, Murph?
Scout Trout Radio. What's going on? Who's this?
Brady,
what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Just got off work.
Man, that was, so you didn't get to hear the first 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I heard the coach, I heard the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good episode, man, so far. Man, I don't even know how we're going to live up to that. But I wanted to talk about what's been going on with you since you left Illinois. You know, you've been sending me text after text saying school, and, you know, what's going on, man?
I don't know. Every time I wake up, I check my phone. First thing I do is I go to my email. And, it seems like every time I check it, there's a different big-time school sending me stuff, coaches texting me, calling me. And it's working. I don't know what's working, but it's working, you know. The grind.
Well, it's
stop.
Working because they know who you are, and you got a lot better. I said that you weren't that, like, a lot better. Like, you still did good in Ohio, but you came out slinging it in Illinois. I mean, the ball was just ripping, and, you know, you can do so much on a football field. That's what they like about you, too. Like, lined up at line. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Your highlight tape from Illinois was unbelievable, some of the stuff you can punt. You know what I mean? You can line up a wide receiver, you catch touchdowns. I mean, those type of players go D1 because you're so interchangeable. If you don't end up playing quarterback, they're like, all right, well, you know, we're going to move you over here. It's like, it's a good thing, but I think you're going to end up playing quarterback. So, but yeah.
The way I look at it is, you know, it doesn't matter where I play, even if, you know, if I say, hey, we're going to pay for your school to be a water boy, then, I mean, it's funny, but that's what I'm going to do. At the end of the day, it's about academics. I want to go and get my degree and be happy for 4 years. And if it's not playing quarterback at the next level, if it's playing outside linebacker, receiver, or defensive end, or wherever it may be, I'm going to do it to my best ability, and I'm going to have fun doing it.
Man, Tim Tebow should listen to this. But anyway, yeah, that was like the best answer you could give, man, because I believe that. Because I've been around you enough now to know where your heart is, where your mind is, and where your grind is. And when those three are in line, you know, you can become unstoppable. And explaining to somebody how I threw it in the bucket, and then you must have watched the trajectory perfectly, and then you hit back rim. And I was like, that's a visual learner to me. That's somebody who can watch somebody do something and go almost replicate it or nearly replicate it. And those type of players are hard to find. I call it mentability, my dad used to call it, and I didn't really have it. I guess I had it because I still throw 5-6 touchdowns a game when I was younger. But as I got older, I started to lose it a little bit because I started to get a lot of concussions and I kept playing and stuff would happen. But the basis of it all is, you know, you got to just believe you can do whatever you know, that's why we did that. That was a great idea. That was your idea to put the bucket there. And those type of things make you a lot better, and we're going to train a lot different here from now on. The stuff we do at our camp starting out, and we're starting a new 80-20 training company. It's going to be 80% mental, 20% physical, because I believe you master one, then the other just comes along with it, because you're going to grind. You're going to wake up early in the morning. That mind, you have to be wired for it. And Coach Prunty's wired for it. You're wired for it. I'm wired for it. Most of our scout trial athletes are becoming wired for it. So, and that's what we're about. So that's what the Patriots are about. So I said I pretty much didn't steal nothing from them, because I don't know exactly what they do, but they preach detail, paying attention to detail, this and that. And it's not hard to go find other resources to learn better ways to do things than them even. So it's intertwining a bunch of mechanisms and making it great, like we're doing at Scout Trout, intertwining the kids, the ex-NFL players. I got some coming on board. I got free agents that need help, but they're going to give back for help. They're going to help run my combine. I mean, and they'll get seen. These kids are getting seen, obviously, and they're doing a great job of buying into the process. But, yeah, man, so did you change anything? Like, have you just been working hard on your throwing mechanics and stuff since Ohio?
I've just been focusing on the things that, you know, coaches and other adults, figures in my life have been telling me you need to work on loading your wrist up or finishing, following through, or just the little things. The little things show difference, and that's something that I've learned through the years. I'm not just playing quarterback, but the game is, it's the smallest things, they have the biggest outcomes.
Yeah, and you throw the ball with your torso. Remember that. Always remember that. Always strengthen your core to the max, dude, because the quicker you can rotate them hips and that torso, you can make it shoot out. That's what I've seen you do it on a slant. The one that went through Lincoln, he couldn't even catch it. He had great hands, too. I'm waiting for him to call in. Here's some. He's supposed to be next, but I bumped you up again. you were first again. But, yeah, I'm excited how everything has been going. Everything I created from day one, it was a lot of hard work. And people don't realize what all went into this to get it rolling off the ground and to get through all the other services, pretty much. That's the problem. And Coach said how suspect they all are. You know, nobody's going to drive across the country and come see you guys and cares as much as I do, and we'll put in the work to get you guys exactly where you need to go. And that's what I based my career off of, helping others, and that's now what we're going to do at Scout Trial with you guys. And It's been a fun time, and I'm proud of you, Brady. I mean, Toledo hit you up, Samford and UAB hit him up like right away, and then because I announced because they're both in Alabama, so they'll probably be checking me out in January. So as I'm telling these kids, sometimes offers don't come in. Like, they're just gonna be, if they're interested and sending you mail, that means something's going on, and you just better grind and stay prepared, and then if you're making it to my All-American game, event, showcase, we're going to have stuff for everybody. If you're class 19 and beyond and you're not ready to play with the 18 guys, we're going to have a combine for you, training stuff, ways to get better, all different types of stuff. I got a couple of younger kids that might be playing in the game and stuff like that. And so, but other than that, it's going to be all class of 18, all-stars, all-Americans from across the country. And, right now, it looks like Utah hit me up last night, Nebraska, a bunch of people from Florida, Alabama. It's really just becoming football season, because this is kind of how it was last year with the program, but we didn't have the whole everything else that we've added. So we're definitely adding more here shortly, too. And yeah, Brady, good job, man. When's the first game? I didn't get your schedule yet, did I?
No, you didn't get my schedule. I think our first game is August 25th or 6th.
Oh, that's early.
We're gonna do the
traveling radio show too. So that's like the next thing I'm gonna announce after the sponsorship packages.
We played Oak Hill week 6. So, you know, I don't know if Caleb and Ramsey's listen, but we play Caleb Johnson from Oak Hill, the quarterback of Oak Hill, and then Ramsey Seitz, a good old offensive and defensive lineman. During our conference, us two, Sideville East and Oak Hill, Ohio, we are we battle back and forth every year for our conference championship. So when week six comes, it's go time. It's the championship game between us two.
Nice. Well, I'll be there. I mean, I would like to be at that game then. I'll talk to Mr. Seitz too and Caleb. That'd be a cool thing because you all three are in the game. So, and we might, who knows, we might still be signing players, but, you know, acquiring players for the game, acting like we're in the NFL. we're acquiring more players for the game instead of, you know, so we might be by that. I think we're going to go up pretty quick here, but, you know, I can't have over 100 players because it'll make you know, we need ample playing time for everybody. And, you know, we have it broken down by position on the website and how it's going to work out, how it's going to be. So, but yeah, good job, man. Thanks for calling in. I got some more callers to get to here. I'm going to get the Ramsey Seitz just called in. We were just talking about you, Ramsey, so I'll ask him.
Well, one last thing I want to say is since Ramsey's on here, and I don't know if Caleb is or not, but good luck to those guys. You know, we're in the same boat. We're both looking for the gold ball, but in the day, we're trying to get to the next level. So good luck to everyone out there, all the other athletes, and God bless.
All right, thanks, Brady. God bless you too, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
All right, bro. Ramsey.
Hey, what's up, Murph?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. About yourself?
I'm doing all right. Just sitting here on the computer. Just got done talking to Brady and talking to Coach Prunty from East Carolina University, D-line coach. That's what position you play.
Yeah, that is.
Yep. Coach Prunty loves coordinated ball players, man. I've been talking to him about pretty much everybody, you know, letting them know, getting first dibs on guys. And, you know, that's what I was most impressed about with you at the Ohio camp. We didn't get to do a lot of one-on-ones because we didn't have a lot of linemen, but if he would have been at any other camps, tons of linemen came. But you'll get to do plenty at the Senior Bowl game against guys, you know, from across the country. But he was, like, super, super coordinated young man. I mean, he punted. That was one of the craziest punts I've seen out of a, 275, 280?
Yeah, 280.
Yeah, and, like, caught the ball over the middle. I mean, he's, like, an exemplary power package fullback. And you're going to get to see it in Mobile. They're going to get to see it in Mobile. Because you see them routes I got Tillman running. Start practicing some of them.
So, the coaches know that. I'm trying to talk him into letting me run fullback.
Yeah, talk him into it. Just a power package and have
a
play.
Like third and one, fourth and one. Yeah.
Yeah, but have Caleb check to the pass and get it.
Yeah.
But I want to see you blow him out too. Like, oh man, the power eye. Like, you'd be, because you can move. You're quick. So, but yeah, man, I'm excited. I was impressed with you out there in Ohio. And you've been hearing from schools and stuff. It's a little dead right now because it's summertime. Coach Prunty was even at the Outer Banks when did the lucky enough to get the interview with him. So everybody is pretty much. But yeah, things are about to pick up here soon in August. And like I tell every kid, these first two games are going to be crucial for you. Just, you know, go out and do your thing and relax and have fun. But get that film to me. You know, everybody in the company, as soon as the games are over and stuff, highlights and film can get shared right to the Facebook group page, and there's probably 700-800 college coaches in there right now, and that just gave me a reminder to go find and add more and put that on my list of things to do. So a lot going on, and Ramsey has been selected to come down to Mobile to play in our Scout Trout first ever All-American game. We've been down there I've been down there the last 2 years. Last year I ran a camp, a combine, kind of like we did the regional setting. And we were lucky enough to have Sherman Williams, former Dallas Cowboys, come speak to the kids and really give his, you know, expertise on past experiences and stuff like that on what it takes to, you know, get to the Alabamas and Cowboys of the world. And, you know, it was really refreshing to hear come out of his mouth most of the same things we preach, same things with Coach Prunty. So there's a lot of good people in college football. We locate them all the time at Scout Trout because We believe in doing the best for these kids and getting them seen at the highest level and with the best people. So it's not just about football. There's a lot more that goes into it. Football will not last forever. Anyway, you can get that free education, you get it, and then you take that and run with it after you're done. But Ramsey's got that, you know, figured out. He's a great young man, good grades, comes from a great family. His father actually helped set up the Ohio Regional mini camp at Oak Hill High School, and that's how we found all these great Ohio players that have, a lot of them have had their lives changed since then on just being known and schools now interested in recruiting them heavily. A couple got offers early from NAIA schools, and now, like the example with Brady, the offer came, and then now three or four D1 schools. He said every time he checks his inbox. So, but he's a quarterback, and quarterbacks are hot. There's a lot of guys out there at every position right now that are battling for these last spots. Like, not last spots, just these last. There's not that many scholarships per position. So those small numbers per team, and pretty much you just got to get these coaches to really fall in love with you guys. And that's what part of this radio show is about. Talking about you, Ramsey, talking about the other guys, and giving everybody a fresh perspective on, you know, who you are and what you're capable of on and off the field. And I believe you're a game changer. Like Coach Punny was talking about, you heard him say it. If you were listening, were you listening when he was talking?
Yeah.
About talking about leverage, well, you're very good. I watch your film, gain leverage very well. All those little things you look for. So you keep doing what you're doing and keep getting stronger and keep getting faster. Those are the only two things you can control. You can't control how tall you're going to grow, how wide you're going to grow. You can control how wide. But you can't control how tall.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying. Yep. So you control what you can control, and everything will work out in the end. I promise you that. So, and, you know, keep your faith in God. And like Coach Bernie said, keep your eyes fixed on him in football, faith, family, football. And get that good, you know, study hard. Keep studying hard. The higher those grades are for you, the easier it's going to be to get a good scholarship too. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Be all right, you got any questions?
Nah, I'm not thinking of more.
All right, sounds good, man. Well,
not much. So.
Yeah, call in any time. I'm going to be doing these 60-minute episodes and having, like, an interview first for, like, 20 minutes and then letting you guys call in for the last 40. So whenever you want to call in, let me know, and we'll talk about if you got anything new coming up or camps or, you know, hear from the school or something. Let me know.
I think I got one camp coming up this weekend, pretty sure. I think it might be ODU, maybe. I don't know. Just see what happens. So,
all right, cool.
Pretty excited. I'm pretty pumped for the season. See what happens senior year. I think I'm gonna do pretty good this year. So,
I think you guys are pretty good too.
Yeah, pretty pumped.
Yeah, I think you guys are gonna be pretty good. But you got, you know, Caleb's throwing the ball really well.
Caleb's improved a lot since last year.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to watch him throw it. And I'm gonna come down. That's what I was talking to Brady about. I think I'm going to come down to the
Oak Hill Sideville East game.
Yeah, me and Tillman. Tillman's not busy because he coaches Rangeview in Denver. But if he's not busy, we'll drive out or I'll fly out. And then I want to do like a radio show live, like on the sidelines, you know?
Yeah, that'd be sweet. That'd be awesome.
And then I'll go live too on Facebook, like on my phones and devices. And so all the college coaches can tune in and watch you guys play like live. You know,
see, that'll be at Oak Hill this year.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That
then.
Game will
yeah,
be.
Just
yeah, it'll be at Oak Hill.
Start thinking about where I could send a tent up.
All right.
If I need a media pass, then let me know who I got to contact.
All right.
You know. Yeah. But, man, let me know. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. And I'll tell your dad thank you once again for the hospitality out there and everything. It was great. We love you guys. And. You know, we're going to do our best.
All right. Hey, thanks, Murph. Thanks for having me on here. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right. All right. Catch you later, man. Take care.
Later.
Bye.
Yo, Coach Tillman.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? You speak a little louder.
I got my headphones in because these kids is loud as Lord knows what.
It's all right. We're on the radio, on Scout Trout Radio. We got about 20 minutes left. I was going to have you. Coach Kearney really wanted to talk about a lot of things, you know, and a lot of great. He had such great stuff to say that I was going to have you come in and ask him some questions, but, you know, I just let him run with it because it was just awesome. It was golden for these kids. You know, it's something they need to hear from the horse's mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was, you know, that's really nice of him to come on here on vacation on the Outer Banks right before the season, coming into camp at East Carolina, brand new coach. And, you know, I know he's going to do one heck of a job there. And, you know, but, man, let's talk about, man, we got about 19 minutes left. Let's talk about these regional camps and everything we did. And first, let's start with our last trip to Illinois. And, you know, Ev, how was your experience, you know, going out there and back?
Pretty much for me, it was eye-opening, really. A lot of great talent out that way, a lot of great kids. The fact that they came in, was ready to work, and coming from a lot of different places, Canada, a little bit further south in Ohio. It was.
Hold on one second. Let me see who this is.
It was great to back.
Hold on. Let me play off one second. Somebody just called in. It might be Edric. I told Edric to call in so we can just all talk together about it. Hold on. Let's see who it is first. I'm going to leave you on. You're still going to be on, so hold on. Hey, what's up? This is Scout Trout Radio. Who's this?
Trey Rance.
Oh, hey, what's up, Trey?
What's up? It's Trey.
How you been, man?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Coach Tillman's on the line too. How's it been going since you left Tennessee, man?
It's been going good. You know, I
Coach
Prunty. After that, you know, and
yeah.
They all wanted to know who I was and where I was coming from and all that. So, yeah, it's been going kind of good.
That's good. That's good, man. Yeah, Trey Ranson is on here. He's one heck of an athlete out of the state of Missouri, the Show Me State. And he's class of 2019. I've actually invited him down to Mobile to compete with the class of 18 guys because he's that good of an athlete from what we've seen in Tennessee. Coach Tillman, what do you think about Trey down there in Tennessee?
Biggest thing for me with Trey, he was coachable. He was a coachable kid. He soaks up everything, listens very well. He's very competitive. So I believe that any organization Trey goes to, he's going to be the guy that people look up to, the leader kids are going to love to be able to have behind him to follow.
I feel the same way. I thought he was a really, really, really good athlete. You know, and his 40 time, to run a 4.4, 4.5 three times in a row, is extremely consistent. His combine numbers were out of this world for a class of 19 kid. He ran great route, great defensive back. Really make. I watched his film. He can hit. There's nothing that this kid really can't do on a football field. That's really the value, the players we value the most. If you heard Coach Prunty from East Carolina talk about what he looks for, this kid fits every mold of a Division I athlete. So, Coach Prunty, I know you're still listening. This is a kid you definitely need to look at. And Trey Ranson out of Missouri. What high school you go to again? I don't got the website up.
Magic County Central High School.
Yeah, I kept messing up. America messing up on a website. Like, I want to tell the kids, like, yo, it don't matter what website you go to. They got all what high school, you know, I put on there. They're looking at you, but they need to find you. So, he's in Missouri, and he's gonna probably be one of the best players in that state this year and out throughout all the Midwest, and that's why I invited him down to the Senior Bowl as well to be around some of the people we think he's going to be around in a few years. So, you know, he's got a great head on his shoulders. He's got a great mom and dad. He got to talk to them for a while. Really excited about the future for Trey. Yeah, man, are you excited to come down to Mobile?
Yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to get to meet a lot of people, and we're going to really start getting your name out there early, at a big-time event. And that's, you know, crucial for Class of 19 and beyond. If they don't know you, like Coach Kearney said, how are they going to find you? And obviously, they all know about all our players because, you know, we play football our whole lives, so at a high level. So that's why we run into the Robert Kearneys of the world almost every day for 10 years I did. And it's a great player-coach relationship we have with a lot of them. And the ones we didn't play for, they respect us from playing against them and beating most people. So I'm joking. yeah, Coach Tillman. So what do you think about the trip? Let's start with Tennessee since Trey's on the phone. Trip to Tennessee, when we went down there, you know, about Dalton Justice, Turner, Howard, Dolanich's, the brothers, you know, everybody that came down there got invited to the All-American game. So tell me what you thought about, you know, the rest of the players.
The rest of the players down there, it was great. They competed for the numbers that we had. They competed. It was, Lord knows, it was hot. It was hot as Lord knows what out there. But everybody competed, man. It's great to see. Being from Colorado and being from a state where, you know, athletics is, or football really isn't the number one option. And going out there and seeing the talent that is raised out there, I could definitely say that they're some ballers, definitely.
What I believe, you know, the Tennessee camp showed me, we don't need big numbers at our camps because every one of them kids that showed up wanted it and could play D1. Every one of them kids is a D1 prospect. I mean, in the end. And if you look at Dalton Justice, I mean, he's ginormous, and he's one of the top 10 rated linemen in the state of Tennessee now. James Turner is a freak athlete at a running back for class of 18, fullback, DN, linebacker, can really switch it up. Samford and a lot of other 1AA schools and D1s like him at DN. Justin Howard, I talk about him all the time. He's super fast and throws a great ball. He's going to be at our All-American game running the veer and doing all types of plays that got put in for him. Then we had Trey there. Trey, like I said, the combine, caught everything, ran great routes, super coachable, super good kid, very motivated to go in the right direction. And then the Dolan and his brother showed up, big kid, class 19 from Tennessee, and then the brother, Garrett, I can mix the names of both of them. Garrett, he's an expanding wide receiver punter, 6'4". He has the body structure to be an NFL punter one day if he keeps working at his craft. So he's invited down there. And then the kicker, Gomez, that showed up extremely accurate, had a great time out in Tennessee. But the big reason I went to Tennessee was our line coach. Like, you heard me just talk to Coach Strunny, you know, this is Dr. Coach Prain, and he coached me at Hargrave Military Academy, and that's where I met Coach Justice. You know, he was our DB's coach at the time, and, you know, we became really good friends, and now he coaches at Northview Academy in Tennessee where we held our camp at. So that's kind of why all that we went there. People ask me why all the time, why you haven't camped there, and I'm, you know. So that's why we had it there, and we wanted to help his kids and help, you know, get the program out in Tennessee. And I think we did a good job of that. The 40-hour ride was worth it, 20 hours out there and 20 hours back. We did a trick shot challenge the whole way. I hit a pole in Kansas City Chiefs parking lot. We did it, stopped at Lawrence. Any way we can get exposure for you guys. The video on Lawrence got over 10,000 views, or 20,000 views in like a couple of hours, because people really don't have nothing else to do out there. But and then we went to Missouri. We hit a pole there, just messing around, and we stopped there last time on the way back. But, yeah, Trey, it was nice having you out in Tennessee. And I'm really glad you made it, and I got to meet you and your family, and we're going to have a really good time in Mobile. So you got anything else
Definitely.
You want to say?
No, I just want to say just thanks for, you know, getting me out there, you know. Invite me to the Senior Bowl, even though I'm a junior, you know. But, yeah, I just want to say
I believe you can compete, man. You know, you can compete, and you get your name out there, and I'm definitely going to have, you know, a lot for you to do down there and a lot of people to meet and get your name out, and it's going to be a fun time, and I appreciate you guys, you know, making that trip, because I know it wasn't a close ride for you guys either, so, and it was definitely worth it for all of us, and I'm really excited about your future and the future of our company and where we're going with this, so. Thank you for calling in, and anything you need, you got my number, call me anytime. Anytime you want to call on the radio show and talk, let me know.
All right, thank you.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, Tillman. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Nothing. So, where were we? Illinois. Go back to Illinois. So we drove all the way to Tennessee, by the way. And Trey Ransing, met him and the great prospect of Tennessee. All of them got invited. Same thing with Ohio was first, though. And we went there. You heard all about that, how Mr. Sykes set up the trip for us. How was your experience in Ohio, Dominic?
It was good. It's, like I said, once again, being a part of camp, yeah, it was definitely hot. You know, being able to help out anywhere I go, to be able to help out high schoolers and get exposures is going to be great. I think it did start a little slow, but once we started figuring out the rhythm and get it together, you know, it all came together. Very competitive. Once again, another kid that was there, he was competitive. Loved his efforts. Along with the sights of everybody else.
Yeah, it was a session because it was supposed to rain, and I wish it would have actually like halfway through because it was like 100 degrees and humid, and it rained everywhere else in Ohio, all the surrounding states, but there was a little hole. And I literally, everybody said it was supposed to rain. I prayed the night before. I said, it's our first camp this year. Don't have it rained out. And it didn't rain. So we were happy about that, and I thank God. And we definitely appreciated that it not raining. And so and we had a great workout. Ty Wiley really impressed me out there. Riley Gibbs did a phenomenal. Everybody that attended that combine got invited, too. And it's pretty amazing to have come to every athlete there be able to play college football at a camp, and they're the type of camps we run. We don't want people who are weak-minded or, you know, all about themselves coming to camp. Football is a team sport, and you ain't going to succeed in college if you're all about yourself all the time. I mean, you got to be – every once in a while you got to take care of you, but, you know, in today's society, it's all about me, and it's just become disgusting to the point where – you know, that's where football started going. And it's a team sport. You ain't going to win unless you buy into a system and buy into a program and all work together as a unit and keep oiling all the parts. And nobody seems to get all of that. A lot of teams, the teams that do get it win, and we watch them win too much.
Right.
It's like that's, you know, every same teams are winning because the same teams are doing the same thing. But, what about – then we came back to Colorado, the Colorado camp. Let's talk about that because you coached a lot of kids that came to our Colorado camp. So how about – how was the Rangeview camp? And let's talk about some of the kids that are coming to the Senior Bowl from there. We got about 6 minutes left.
Okay, so Colorado, once again, being from Colorado, is a state where football is very not looked upon. The kids that came, the kids that showed up, we got about 20 guys, and six of them showed up to the camp, and all of them came to work, all my hogs. And I set a standard for my big guys. Always knowing 3 yard push, we always put in extra work at the end of practice. So when they showed up and I seen their face, it showed me how dedicated that they were. The same with Zach when he showed up, kid who I think didn't really get his shot and end up getting his shot and it worked out for the best, and that goes for everybody else that also was able to come and enjoy the camp.
Yeah, I was excited about the prospects that showed up to Colorado because, like you said, it's not a football state, and I didn't know. You know, Denver's an hour away, and why not? And it went really good. I was impressed with all of them, and all of them, you know, are going to get their shot at the All-American game to compete against the highly recruited states and really prove themselves and solidify themselves at the next level. For a scholarship opportunity. So it is what it is. The state is not recruited. We have the numbers. It's pitiful at best. And there is a lot of great athletes here. Last year, Kasim Stevenson, I helped him out. I mean, he got a D2 scholarship. But if you watch a kid play, if I would have had a mechanism like this for this year, he would have probably went D1 or at least 1AA. You know, same thing happens with a lot of us. If Scout Trout would have been around when Coach Tillman was around, he'd probably be in the NFL or at least the top, you know, draft pick, too. So, you know, it is what it is, and you've got to do what you do and keep grinding because Division Two today is pretty much like the – today is like Division One. I mean, Division Two is just like if you looked at the Senior Bowl roster this year. I hung out with the guys from, like, Kutztown, Shippensburg, all the D2 schools, a bunch of dudes are getting looked at by the league, so you can still get your opportunity at a Division II or 1AA school. You've got to handle your business and, you know, master the details. It's the, you know, the people that master the fine details of everything, of what they're doing, end up perfecting it. And, you know, that's what we've strived to do here at Scout Trout, where I created this radio show. You know, I could write about Coach Penny all day and how I played for him and everything, and everybody was like, well, did he like you? Well, you guys all heard what he had to say. You know, Coach Tillman is a young Coach Penny to me, in not as a football player, like positions they played and stuff like that, but he has that mindset, and he could be a super-duper recruiter for a school as an assistant coach or something like that easily. Attract the best players in the country just because of his mindset and his work ethic and what he has, his overall football knowledge. So that's what we do here at Scout Trout. We're also building our guys that work with me are building to go back into the football world, so either as a player or coach. So, and we want to see them fly off and get everything they wanted to. Dominic is starting my training – well, not my training program. It's his training program, but it's going to be what we use for our athletes. It's going to be called 80-20 Fitness. I'll let you talk about it real quick, Dominic, a little bit. Talk about it. We got 2 minutes left.
All right, so pretty much the 80-20 training is a program developed. Murphy did put a nice piece about it on there. I truly believe that 80% of what you do is straight mental. Everything's mental, and the other 20% is physical. So once you can overcome the mental aspect of it, then the easy part is the physical part. So coming together and deciding to put together this training program for all the athletes to be able to use is what we're going with that. So that's what we believe in, and that's what I'm gonna stick to. And I think that it would help our guys get noticed. Like Coach, I preach this to every kid out here. Coach Freeman said it best. If they don't know you, then if they don't know who you are, then how are they going to see you?
Hey,
so
you're right, Dominic.
That's what we preach. So.
Yo, we got 30 seconds left. We'll do a whole radio show on the company and everything like that here in a couple days or something. We'll schedule another one. Thank you for talking and coming on and everything, and thank you so much for running the camp with me. I couldn't have done it without you. These kids are blessed to have got to work with you. And that was Scout Trout Radio for today. We got All right, man. I'll call you here on the regular phone.
All right.
Good one, man. All right.
You too.
Later.
Later.